This is the U.S. Rice Producers Association's free weekly market update, June 25, 2020. Early harvest anticipated along the Gulf Coast. The growing season continues across the U.S. unabated even as weather patterns and market conditions shift from the previous week's trends. In the export sales report this week, it is another net negative week, with sales reductions more than offsetting new sales registries, as was the case 2 weeks ago. While not terribly encouraging, it is not terribly surprising either. There is a dearth of rice left in the supply chain to sell, and until new crop harvest mitigates the shortfall, it is possible, if not likely, that further negative weeks will be seen. Exports against old sales have continued at pace with only modest decreases since the last report. Benchmark pricing in Asia has contracted ever so slightly from last week, largely on exchange rate-related factors. Very little fundamental drivers are in play at this time in the Asian sphere as the market waits and watches to see what the global economy and the potential threat of a second COVID outbreak may bring. USDA responded to these elements by reducing their world market price estimate for the week for both classes of rice. Domestically, very little has changed from a pricing standpoint, with both buyers and sellers entrenched in the positions for a new crop. Buyers anticipate a price retraction after the new crop comes online, while sellers insist that the first lots will be sold at a premium. Both positions are valid, but the ability of overseas suppliers to make up the gap will determine to what degree a fresh influx of supply will suppress the market. Production-wise, the crop across the South looks very good, as some growers suggest that this will be the best production in years. Despite struggling with weather concerns early in the season, the Upper Delta production is on track as well. As the harvest nears, the first fields in Texas may see a combine as early as mid-July. Futures actions for the week have seen nearby July contract continue to converge on September as the spread has narrowed over the week. This is comforting for many traders as proof that the market is still behaving as it should. With the exception of the nearby contract, the remaining contracts on the board appreciated in price by around 1% from last week's close. Both average daily volume and open interest were lower at the market close. Next week sees the end of June and the advent of several important market components. The June Certified Acreage Report will be released showing the actual FSA numbers. These figures will remove one of the estimated variables from the balance sheet in the July WASDE. Additionally, July futures contracts will be giving way to the September, making the transition into a true new crop futures month as the nearby. Barring any unforeseen weather events, the marketing season will begin in earnest over the coming weeks. Thank you for listening to this week's Rice Market Update. Please feel free to visit our website, www.usriceproducers.com, for more information, including previous issues of our newsletter, The Rice Advocate. You can also follow us on Facebook for timely news, updates, and event announcements. As always, we welcome your feedback. Please feel free to contact us at info@usriceproducers.com or give us a call at 713-974-7423.